You are now about to begin a great adventure, the journey out of your mind.
Back up in your act with a resurrection.
It's the Bat Rat Podcast.
Yeah, what's up, Bat Rats? You know that today is a very special day. Today is the day that we debut our first single from our new album, Tuning Antennas, right here on the Bat Rat Podcast. You can get that shit for free on our website, batwingsforlabrats.com. I can't begin to tell you how fucking excited we are to release the song. It's the first of many. There's going to be more songs coming after this. We're going to release every song on the album as a single, one at a time, and they'll all be free for download on our website. So make sure you check back with us. You can hear them right here on the podcast. I want to take this intro moment to examine more fully what this podcast is all about. Last week we got very few listens, and I found it disheartening, and yet I continue through the struggle. But the point of the podcast is to kind of give you a glimpse into our world. So I've been playing stuff that, just the kind of stuff that I listen to that inspires what we do, whether it be music or ideas. I played some Terrence McKenna and Joe Rogan shit, Them Rambling, Duncan Trussell, Bill Hicks. I've been playing stuff like that the last couple of weeks, trying to give a more full view of kind of the philosophic foothold that we're coming from, Batwings for Lab Rats. And, I mean, it's just kind of exploring ideas, so I hope that that's been enjoyable. But the big thing we want to do with the podcast is just give you a glimpse into our world, like I said. And so I'm hoping I can get the others on the show more. It's just been me since I brought it back with the Bat Rat Podcast. And the issue is that it's hard enough to... I mean, we're four people with busy, regular lives, and we're trying to do this in between making a paycheck. And it's hard enough getting four people together to practice, to figuring out our schedule so that we can all make shows. And that's hard enough. So trying to figure out once a week where we can all be on the podcast too, it's like, well, if we're getting together an extra time per week, why don't we spend it practicing? You know what I mean? So, yeah. But from time to time, I would like to have everyone else in the band on, because I don't know what the fuck to say. I'm sitting here trying to talk into my computer, trying to update you on our world, trying to be somewhat entertaining, but I don't know what to say all the time, you know? And we have hilarious conversations. I wish you all could have been there tonight to hear us talking about burning our nut sacks with hot skillets and whatnot, which, I mean, maybe you don't want to be there, but but I want you to be there. I want you all to come along for the ride. And I don't know, so I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm exploring different things we can do with the podcast. I definitely want to start having guests again. I've been talking to some cats around town about coming on and being a guest and just having a conversation and then making that part of the podcast. And that's what we used to do with the Batwings for Lab Rats podcast, so I think that was enjoyable for people. If anyone out there that is listening, and like I said, we only got very few listens last week, so those of you that were listening, or that do listen on a regular basis, if you have any feedback, anything you like about the podcast, don't like about the podcast, let us know. You can hit me up, Brandon, Brandon, at batwingsforlabrats.com, or you can hit us up on the Facebook page, just search for us. You can also find us on Twitter at Batwings Lab Rats. That's my Twitter account. Hit us up on there. If you have anything you want to hear about or anything you liked or didn't like, feel free to let us know. And yeah, I guess without any further ado, let's play the goddamn song. This is it. This is the moment. This is our first single from our new album. The album is called Tuning Antennas. Tuning Antennas. And the first single is called Control, and we worked real hard on it, and I'm going to play it, and I'll talk to you about it some more in a minute. Word up. Thank you for tuning in. Much love. I'm glad you could be here on this momentous occasion. Word the fuck up. Talk to you soon. I wanna be everything. I Yeah, that was Control. That's our new song. I hope you all liked it. If you didn't like it, write us some hate mail. If you liked it, share it with your friends. And that's one thing I meant to say earlier. If you do like the podcast, one thing you can do to help us out, just share it with your friends, whether that means officially, quote-unquote, share it on Facebook or Twitter or whatever the kids are using these days, or actually tell your friends, hey, I heard this podcast by this band, and they played their song on it, and it was pretty cool, and you should check it out. Because that would help us out a lot. We always need new ears and new hands to shake and new babies to kiss. It's like we're running for office. It's like when we win the election of your heart, everything's going to be a lot better. So let us into your heart and spread the word. Word up. Much love to Sean Smock. He stepped up to the plate, knocked it out. Fire Hydrant Studio, Fire Hydrant Records. You can check out, I believe it's our third episode of the Bat Rat Podcast, I think. It's the third. Me and Sean Smock talk about what he's doing there in the basement at Fire Hydrant, and we listen to some of the stuff that he's recorded. And this is the latest, Batwings for Lab Rats, Tuning Antennas. I'm so excited. I'm so glad the day has come. I hope y'all are enjoying it. And word up.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama, with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My Country, Tears of Thee." Sweet land of liberty of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims cry. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
That was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his famous "I Have a Dream" speech. If you haven't heard it before, you should check out the whole thing. It's all over YouTube. The full one's like 20 minutes long or something, but that was part of it. And it's weird how looking back into the past for something that happened 20 years before, that was in 1963, I was born in 1984, so that happened 20 years before I was born. And it's weird to think about how I can't really imagine what it was like to be around at that time. When I look at the 60s and the civil rights movement and the Vietnam War and the Kennedy assassination and just the character of the country at that time and how rapidly things changed from when you think about like Leave It to Beaver, 1950s Happy America, and that became Woodstock by like 67 or 69 or whenever Woodstock was. That shit blows my mind. But then I start to think about right now. Like, you think about the crazy change that acid brought on when people started taking acid. And it went from that 1950s mindset into this whole new thing where people were growing their hair out, smelling like filthy hippies, and living in communes and casting off all the old ways of living. And a lot of that shit didn't work out, obviously. A lot of it was probably horribly misguided. I don't really know. I wasn't around. That's why, like I say, it's weird to look back and try to think about how crazy that time was. And that time seems so much crazier than right now. But when I really think about it, right now is way crazier. The time we're living in right now is, without a doubt, the most mind-blowing time ever. I mean, socially, we've got an African-American president. Who thought we'd ever have a black man as president? That shit's crazy, just in and of itself. I voted for Barack Obama, fully knowing that the presidency is a complete farce. They in no way represent the people of America. If you still think they do, I don't know what to tell you. But it doesn't matter if you vote Democrat, Republican, it's all the same shit. We all pretty much, I feel like, know that at this point. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't fucking know. I'm not that educated. This is the opinion of just little old me. But to me, socially, symbolically, voting for Obama was just the thing that had to be done. And when I think about the internet, if acid changed minds, and it wasn't just acid, it was a combination of a lot of things. I mean, I'm not an expert on the 60s by any means, but if acid changed minds like that, what the fuck is the internet, right? When I think about now, who do we have heroes now, like Martin Luther King, that changed the way people operated and changed the way people thought about the world the way he did? And I mean, I know it wasn't just him. A lot of people were involved in the civil rights movement, but he's kind of a figurehead of it. And when you think about now how oppressed things seem, with Big Brother looking down on us all the time, and just we always have that vibe, the NSA is spying on us. But listen to this next little thing by Martin Luther King, this video that someone on YouTube put together, and think about that shit. And think about the fact that Edward Snowden is in hiding, Bradley Manning is in prison, or I guess Chelsea Manning, I heard that Bradley Manning is getting a sex change and he's now Chelsea Manning. Anyway, that's not the point. To me, these guys are the current heroes, and it probably gets me on some sort of watch list to say this on a podcast, but, I mean, fuck it. As Martin Luther King is going to lay out right now for us, silence isn't really the way to go in these kind of situations, so I got to say my piece and hope I don't get thrown in jail for it. We're not that bad yet, but I hope we don't get there. When I say that these guys are the heroes of now, I know a lot of people will be like, what the fuck? They're terrorists. They're horrible, horrible people that hate America. But the truth is that these people found information that they thought should be known by the public, and they, at great risk to themselves, made it known to the public. And that's supposed to be the spirit, the spirit of journalism that no longer exists. There was, I think it was on Conan recently, there was a thing showing all these different news channels doing the exact same stories, like verbatim, all the same ones. And that's how it is now. That shit just gets doled out, and it's the news itself is just infotainment that's loosely based on reality and all aimed to make you think a certain way. And if you're not thinking that way, it wants you to think a different way and to think that those are the only two ways there are to think. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that made any sense. The point is, these guys, Snowden, Manning, and others, are willing to put themselves on the line for us, for our freedom, really. And that's my opinion. Hopefully you all don't hate me for it, but whatever, it is what it is. So as you listen to this next piece that somebody put together on the YouTube, put together different speeches by Martin Luther King, think about right now and what state our country is in and what our character is, because in the 60s, however misguided some of it may have been, the spirit of the country was that people wanted to stand up and make something happen. And now it's kind of, I feel like our spirit is muted, like we're sedated on fucking, I don't know what, Prozac and corn syrup or whatever the fuck, or just the media drilling mediocrity into our minds constantly on a 24/7 loop. But whatever it is, I feel like the heroes of now don't have people standing up by their side. And maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully the internet will give us a way to get around the old forms of protesting that don't seem to do a goddamn thing now. I mean, I've marched through the park and it's like, whatever, we just look silly and some people honk and then we all go home. And occasionally something gets out of hand and someone gets pepper sprayed, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Listen to this next thing, and then we'll say goodbye, and everyone will have a wonderful week. It'll be just fantastic. Word up. Happy Martin Luther King Week. Talk to you soon.
A time comes when silence is betrayal. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war. Nor does the human spirit move without great difficulty against all the apathy of conformist thought within one's own bosom and in the surrounding world. Some of us who have already begun to break the silence of the night have found that the calling to speak is often a vocation of agony. But we must speak. We must speak with all the humility that is appropriate to our limited vision. But we must speak.
I've chosen to preach about the war today because I agree with Dante that the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a period of moral crisis, maintain their neutrality. Now, of course, one of the difficulties in speaking out today grows out of the fact that there are those who are seeking to equate dissent with disloyalty. It's a dark day in our nation when high-level authorities will seek to use every method to silence dissent. And I say that those who are seeking to make it appear that anyone who opposes the war is a fool or a traitor or an enemy of our soldiers is a person who has taken a stand against the best in our tradition. There will be no meaningful solution until some attempt is made to know these people and hear their broken cry.
And I knew that I could never again raise my voice against the violence of the oppressed in the ghettos without having first spoken clearly to the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, my own government. We are called to speak for the weak, for the voiceless, for the victims of our nation, and for those it calls enemy. For no document from human hands can make these humans any less our brothers. We are met by deep but understandable mistrust. To speak for them is to explain this lack of confidence in Western words, and especially their distrust of American intentions now. Now that is little left to build on save bitterness. The world now demands a maturity of America that we may not be able to achieve. I am as deeply concerned about our own troops there as anything else, for it occurs to me that what we are submitting them to is not simply the brutalizing process that goes on in any war where armies face each other and seek to destroy. We are adding cynicism to the process of death, for they must know after the short period there that none of the things we claim to be fighting for are really involved. And the more sophisticated surely realize that we are on the side of the wealthy and the secure, while we create a hell for the poor. Somehow this madness must cease. We must stop now. This way of settling differences is not just. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. I speak as a citizen of the world, for the world as it stands aghast at the path we have taken. I speak as one who loves America. To the leaders of our own nation, the great initiative in this war is ours. The initiative to stop it must be ours.
That was Martin Luther King talking about the Vietnam War, and it eerily applies to right now. And I don't know if you know about some of the atrocities that go on with the drone bombings. I've heard reports, and I don't have statistics to lay out for you or anything like that, but I've heard some ghastly shit about the amount of innocent people that they're perfectly willing to let die so that they can say that they took out some terrorists in the process. It seems very unacceptable to me, and of course I haven't deeply researched it, but from things I've read, news reports, statistics I've seen but don't remember, look it up. And if you don't know about what's going on with Bradley Manning and the whistleblowing that's happening, and I don't know as much as I should, but I keep up with it as much as I can. Keeping up with the news can be really depressing. Like, it can fuck with your day. Like, sometimes you just have to be like, it's a sunny day and I'm gonna go to work and have a good day. Like, you can't, at least me personally, I can't fucking wallow in current events. But at the same time, I want to try to keep up at least somewhat so I'm not an idiot about what's going on around me, because I feel like there's way too much of that. I probably veer way too much into that territory a lot of the time, but anyway, if you haven't kept up with what's going on, you should try to look that shit up, educate yourself. And beware of crazy internet talk, which many will consider all of the things I've said on this podcast. But, yeah, fuck it. Word. I hope everyone is going to have a good week, and I thank you very much for tuning into the podcast. If you want to discuss anything band-related or otherwise, hit us up on the Facebook or on the Twitter, at Batwings Lab Rats, just like the band name, but without the four in the middle. Batwings Lab Rats. And that's my Twitter. You can hit me up on there or hit us up on Facebook. Make sure that you go download the new single on batwingsforlabrats.com, the brand new website. And that's it. Everybody, enjoy your week. February 7th, we're going to be playing at Amped in Albuquerque. It's like 5th and Central. It's an 18 and up show. It's going to be erotic art. It's going to be sweet. More details to come. Much love.
Ageless. Written for the students of Amy Beale High School in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for their 2004 Day of Service on Martin Luther King Day. Ageless. How old were you when you realized black was your favorite color because it was the absence of color, or so you were taught in elementary school, even though it was right there, plain as day, in the Crayola box? How old were you when your teacher started teaching you not to see it? You made a habit of seeing things that other people would pretend at not seeing, like crayons, and people, and dreams. All the things you really wanted to believe in, like the absence of color, and people. How old were you when you fell in love with Star Trek, when you realized the only people who could see the future in color besides you were in a spaceship on TV? How old were you when you learned that two pieces of wood can make a fire and a cross on your front lawn at the same time? How old are you when they stopped calling you Michael? How old are you when they stopped calling you names? How come we're never old enough? How come it never stops? How did 14 feel? Did 14 feel like 49 or 0 when the bus driver made you give up your seat? Did it feel like Prodigy or Payback when you went to college at 15 so they'd stop calling you boy? How old were you when you realized you wanted to be Gandhi instead of governor, when all your peers still wanted to be policemen and you wanted to be a preacher? How many people could say they had a president phone them in prison? How big was that opening number at the premiere of Gone with the Wind? How bad did you want to sing it? How old were you when you did? How much more fun is that than being shot at? And how come I love musicals too? How come adrenaline is adrenaline and we do what we gotta do? How old were you when pecan pie became your favorite meal, when the ideal breakfast menu consisted of cake and eat it too? How old were you when you decided starving was the best way to get your point across, when you decided sitting down at a lunch counter and not eating was the best way to stand up for yourself? How old were you when you started crying for no reason? How old were you when you discovered the monster under your bed was really the FBI under your phone, when the breathing was real and the voices were yours? How old were you when you tried to stop the voices? How old were you when you saw the elephant and realized your country apartheided from the room? What age were you when your love became a four-letter word and your skin a profanity that was impossible to clean? How old were you when they told you you were too old for imaginary friends, especially when you imagined having friends a different color than green? How old were you when they decided you were old enough? How old were they when you decided you were too young to leave? How old were you when they told you, wake up, stop dreaming? And even after you stop breathing, we can still see it, no matter how old we get.
That was Hakeem B. You can check that track out and many others at his website, HakeemB.com. It's HakeimBE.com. And it's something that I highly recommend. Word up. Have a good week. Download the single, BatWingsForLabRats.com. So long. Sweet dreams.
Self-control, and I don't even try and hide it. like since when? Is love just not worth it? Is love enough or do we just desert this enterprise? Growing wise, growing old, feeling high, sinking low, living fast, dying slow. Wouldn't wanna be alone, but that's the only way to go. Or so it seems, while we watch our dreams fade in, the end of the blade is gold now, fire inside is cold. How?